Now we're back on.
Do we also have that in our system here?
Yeah. It was 9:45 this morning. You should have it in there.
Oh, yeah. You're going to keep track of my files over here.
I have enough trouble over here. Don't be talking to me. Eat your own secretary.
He said no, it was.
I don't find that on the computer.
I don't believe it was.
9:45?
I don't find it.
That's because, if you remember from earlier this morning, Dugan had canceled. We couldn't get deleted from the computer, so they were taking other time.
I do remember. Thank you for the... And I see where I had written them in. Okay. Are you all ready for this call to be made? Doesn't seem to be going through.
If you'd like to make a call.
Try one more time.
It was on that
866-0833.
It's on that yellow sticky. Ron, it's on the yellow sticky.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's not what I said. I spoke to that Les Dixley.
Please enter your account code.
I probably said exactly right what I was doing wrong. Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization calling for Steve Johnson. We had scheduled a teleconference regarding the Gretna Plaza, I believe, or a portion of it, for the appeals process to the Board of Equalization. If you could give me a call back at 417-546-7202. Thank you.
Yeah, he did. Better be ready at 3:45.
At 3:45 or 2:45?
3:45.
Oh, well. He's not there yet. And Hageman, those are all being handled by you. The Branson Financial Building, you're doing that one as well?
Yeah, we've got that under control.
Okay.
Royal Knights.
Everything else was EP, right?
Royal Knights Inn.
We didn't settle the hotel.
You didn't make a motion on
was that the Barat Trivedi? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought I made it.
You made a recommendation of $731,124.
No, there was no move on that.
There's no motion. Just okay. Your recommendation.
Actually, we... go back to that. He had had an appraisal done.
Yes.
The appraisal had been done by Jeske. Jeske had thought reasonably we should place this at 550. It currently is at what, James? I can call that out. Give me just a
961-690.
Right.
That's what I've got. 961-690. That's some memory you got there, buddy.
I would make a motion to take the assessor's recommendation of 700,000 if we're more than splitting the difference.
Well, that's based on vacant land and tearing the motel out.
Right.
His own sales that he's, like I say, he's used the Thunderbird as a comparable, and they dozed it the day after they bought it. And they paid $1 million for it, the Thunderbird. It's right here in the appraisal.
Is your motion, Dan, for the 731-124 recommendation?
Yes, it
is. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE parcel 0061 to 731-124. Discussion?
731-124, I think is the number. I would like to know, we're not going to even entertain the income approach of appraising them, because that's what Jeske's provided, because he provided there was not a cost approach, and then to say the Thunderbird property is equivalent to this property on the end of the strip that's dying, or having vacancies, I don't know if that's an apples-to-apples comparison.
I don't know that if I were an appraiser, but this is strictly I am not, that I wouldn't say that that motel right there is in a better location than Ben Wishing Well and the Thunderbird. It's out there at the intersection of, there's Green Mountain Drive right there beside it.
But look what's died since then. Celebration City's closed. Americana Theater's closed. The Roy Rogers Theater's closed. RFD they don't even have hardly any shows there anymore.
Now, Jim, you said something there about him relying on the income approach. I didn't see that in his appraisal.
I thought I read that the highest and best use was the land.
Sales comparison. The sales comparison approach. And then whenever he pulled those numbers.
Hold it right there, you had it. It just said highest and best use. Go back where you were at.
Highest and best use intersects that improvements do not contribute value to the vacant site, and the cost approach does not apply to the appraisal.
So you're saying the land is worth $700,000.
Right. Based on the Thunderbird selling for $1 million and the Ben's Wishing Well selling for $1.7 million. And they dozed them both. And he's got it here in the appraisal.
And he says, we suggest that the value of the underlying site exceeds the value of the improved property.
And
he's 1.06 acres.
As a result, this appraisal considers the subject as attractive land rather than it is currently improved.
Okay. I was mistaken on my earlier statement.
Those were his opening remarks, anyway, regarding the appraisal.
And he back in the appraisal, going through all this, I don't see any income, capitalization, market value conclusion not applicable on page 88. And then his final summary is on page 89, where he didn't do the cost approach or the income capitalization approach.
It's not a very fancy manager's apartment, is it? Did you look at that, Jeff?
Now, that's the property, the Thunderbolt, the Thunderbolt Hotel site?
Thunderbird.
That was across the street from Presley's, right?
Right, and so was Ben Wishing Well.
Okay. That was a 3.98 acre tract.
Brought $1.7
million. But we have it on the, we have the value of that property at $414,000.
Of which one?
The old Ben's Wishing Well.
Yeah.
And that's for 3 acres. 4 acres, 3.98.
Right. He closed all his buildings because he said they wasn't. We decreased his properties. He come in front of this BOE Since 1997, Ben had been in front of this BOE probably five times, because every year he'd come in and say one of the buildings was in it uninhabitable or closed by the city, and he wouldn't rent that portion out. They just dozed it immediately whenever they paid $1.7 million for it.
Okay, is Thunderbird, was the Long Narrow parcel that was 2.21 acres that's on the value of the land right now, is it $336,000?
Right. They dozed the motel off of it. And
okay,
now they,
so why aren't we close to that value versus the $700,000? These are larger parcels, and I would say more premier location.
I'm just basing it on this appraisal, this certified appraiser. If you turn to page 90 of his report, at the level the property might generate sufficient income to make its value as high as $660,000 is a statement that he makes.
Wait, where, 70? What
page
you, where,
page 90.
Page 90, okay.
What's that 1.28 million under there for?
I don't know where that number's coming from.
I think
from.
You add the two numbers together and came up with that. No?
No, he
I
didn't.
I know what that is.
I think...
It's a typo.
But if you go to page 90...
Okay, we're on page 90.
Back up the hill there.
Excuse me.
Conclusion of market value. You're not on the same page I'm on. Mine says 90.
Go keep on going faster.
Yeah, you keep going. You're on 85.
Okay.
Go forward?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
There. Start right there.
No.
But is he saying to subtract that $200,000 from the 660?
The page that's indicated the top is different than...
Next page.
Next page.
Okay.
All right, read right at the middle of the...
At the level. My dear.
So he's saying his value is worth... He's saying the land is worth $550,000.
But income approach is 660.
Right.
If there was sufficient income to make the value as high as 660. So, but the income is not there. So that's why he's discrediting the income.
Right. He's saying to subtract the $200,000 to $250,000 it would take to renovate
to get
the property.
To get to that 660.
Right. So that's why he's saying at the very bottom that the property shouldn't be more than $550,000.
That's why I'm just debating this, the valuation. I understand, but if we're doing values of property, then it should be in line with what where other properties are being assessed at.
Well, he just got through appraising my commercial property, and he said the value was 70% of the cost, and I just received those appraisals. And that was the trend now at 70% of the cost. That appraisal was done in 2010 before he started making such statements on his commercial appraisal.
Who? You talking about Jerry?
Jerry. He just finished my appraisal and said it was worth 70% of the cost.
What, your personal property?
Right.
But this one is for this property.
Right, but he just done this one in 11 for me, and this was done back in June of 2010. Before he started drawing those conclusions. And that's why I'm concerned that there's not a cost on here.
Then my question is, if this is 700 and whatever the number is, why isn't Thunderbird land more higher?
I just didn't raise it.
You just didn't raise it?
No.
That's 1.06 acres is what the K Royal is. Is that right?
1.06,
yeah.
Not 1.6. That's figuring it at $18 a square foot.
Thank you.
I
figure these pieces of property.
Well, but if we're looking land to land, he's got the old, I guess, Thunderbird at on for $3.50 a square foot on 76. That's why I'm just I'm hoping to be more consistent, because this property is not on for $18 a foot. It's on for $3.50 a foot.
Well,
but the thing you got a motion and a second already, so
yeah, the thing is confusing.
It doesn't mean it can't be amended. We're having the discussion. Go ahead, Dan.
The thing that's confusing about it is we have an appraisal here that talks about land value only, basically, because he's saying it doesn't seem to match income. I mean, he's saying that the motel's not worth anything. Well, this guy's remodeling the motel. He's going to leave it standing there. So it has some value. I mean, it can't be standing there drawing money and not have some value. So with the property, whatever the property is, plus whatever the motel is what I would want to put the price at.
I would just like to say one thing before you vote. Had two hotel motel owners stand right there today and said the assessor's value was correct. Two of the most well-respected motel owners in Taney County. And this evaluation on this property was done exactly the same way as their properties were done.
Is that the ones that you'd agreed to lower before we came to BOE?
Gail Meyer and...
Yeah, you'd agreed to lower them before we came to BOE. So they were at a higher rate when the increase notices were sent out?
Set by the state. Nothing okay. to do with the assessor's value.
So was this one. It was at 961,690. I think, that, right? It's set almost at $1 million?
Yes. Actually, that's the motel sitting right beside it that Gil Meyer, I believe, was talking about.
Yeah, in 2010 it was...
Well, I'm going to go ahead and reach out there. I'm going to move to amend the motion to set the value to the appraised value as provided by Jeske Appraisals, so we can go off High Center here, because I'm not sure if I have the support or not. I don't know. Can you pull that value back up there? It's 550 and that has changed. 550,000 is what the motion is. Since it is certified.
Jim has offered an amendment to the motion. The motion is to lower the value to $731,124 from $961,690.
No.
Again, Jim's motion is an amendment to lower the $731,000 valuation to $550,000. Is that correct, Jim?
That's correct.
Gentlemen, is there a second to the amendment? Motion dies for a lack of a second. Jim, is there another figure less than the $731,000? Or James, do you feel more comfortable at a figure less than the 731 given the comments that have been made by Jim and the certified appraisal that was received from Mr. Jeske before we vote on the main motion? Or
I would like to know what that 1.28 million is. If she can find that again.
Well, actually, it's in there two or three times.
What's that purpose? And secondly, if Jerry is his customer's the bank, I would think he would be prone to be very, very conservative. And I know he's certified, but I would still think you want to please your customer. And I could see him being very, very conservative with his appraisal.
I know James has said he's usually high.
No, James,
he did an appraisal on my property, determined a cost approach, and made the statement in my appraisal that the value of my property was 70% below the cost approach, and he was doing it for a bank.
That's his comment in my appraisal.
It's on page 79. I don't know if you've already found that, but it's on page 79.
I can't find
79.
You're asking about the $1 million amount.
Yeah, you sure it's not a different number than that?
Is that a comparable he's using for a different subject or?
A Table Rock helicopter tract. Yes, he's using it, yeah.
But whatever he had was 1.28.
Yeah.
That's 1.55.
Well,
yeah, but I don't know where how that even fits in.
He paid $1,120,000 in November of 2002.
How much?
If I'm reading this right, it's on page 78.
That's Christie's where I was questioning. So what's okay. Down on? What's the next page say?
Here, I'm just going to do a search for $1.2 million and see if I can find
it. Right on the bottom of the final page of the adjustment, the summary. It's right below his 550. It says 1.2.
Right there.
Right there it is.
2.
Yep, it's under where it is.
80, comma. It's got me a tip of it. I searched the entire document, and that number is not referred to anywhere in the entire document except that one spot.
Say it would be the last appraisal he done was 1.28 and that's just left on the page.
It could be that.
Just didn't get it erased?
Right.
Well, that takes it within 2, 3.
I think you're right. I think it was an appraisal he done. I just would point out in this appraisal that if the bank's ordering it, if it comes up too upside down, they require more capital. So I can't imagine it's going to be anything but, I mean, I don't know how you're going to be high or low on this thing. It's going to be pretty close since the bank's ordering it.
Well, Jim, I don't think you've seen these figures, but forgetting Ben's wishing well and the other one.
Okay.
Go out to the helicopter. You're just around the curve from this property.
All right.
That property sold for $518,394 per acre.
The
helicopter.
Okay, let me go with that's downstream. Okay, that's that one.
And this property is an acre?
It's 1.6 acres. 0.06.
I wouldn't want to land a helicopter on this property.
So would they pay for it, James? 5-something?
Yeah, it would actually figure to 550. And buy per acre. That sold in 09. But all I did was figure it at $18 a square foot, less $100,000 excavation to come up with that.
Okay. That, yeah, that means that five sit on it. It's appraised at 501 on the books. That helicopter tract is on the books for 501,000.
Puts it within $13,160 of what the value was last year.
I think what makes that land so valuable in that area and above value to certain expectations is it's owned by individuals. It's not owned by the city. The rest of that land is owned by the city, and the availability of land in that area is limited that is owned by individuals. The city owns all of the, where the Whitewater is, the big music theater there beside it, the track, and that land in behind it is all owned by the city.
Well, Mr. Jeske has in his appraisal on the high side $660,000.
Minus $250,000 for improvements.
Well, that's a lot of improvements.
Wait just a second. Minus what?
Look at the...
I read it, but I mean, I'm talking... What you're saying, minus improvements, is he's saying that the...
To get to $660,000, you have to invest $250,000 is what he's saying in that paragraph.
I don't believe that statement. I'll take that to court. That's a third of the value of a motel, and we've never seen that in the history of appraisals coming into the assessor's office, that it would have taken a third the value of an operational motel to put it back into operation.
And I'm not arguing that statement. That's what that paragraph meant.
Okay.
$200,000 to $250,000 improvements to get $660,000 income is what that statement meant.
Reserve for replacement standardly runs 4 to 8% of the value of a motel, and it's in every.
Well, I was going to try to come up with a cost based off of that, but I guess I've.
Jeff, what do you think?
Jeff's an appraiser. Let's get on Jeff.
Yeah. Residential.
Residential.
He said residential. He doesn't apply here.
Well, the manager lives there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Actually, Jeff cannot, and I respect you, Jeff, because you can't determine the value, can you? That's what I thought.
As a BOE member, he can't?
He can't give his... He can vote for a value, but he can't express a value.
So he can't make any motions?
Yes, he can.
He can on everything but commercial property.
You mean he can't make any motions on commercial properties?
Probably not.
Why, James?
He is an appraiser, and he is, operates under USPAP rules.
I follow the higher standards.
So does that mean he can't be a member?
I'm not going to sit next to someone who follows a higher standard now.
It'd be like Ron not voting on his dad's house. It'd be the conflict that he just wouldn't vote on.
I think he's already voted on commercial properties today.
What's that? He can vote, but he can't express a value.
Or he can express the value as an individual, but not as a professional.
Right.
Right.
If I didn't ask you as a professional, I'm not going to pay you a dime for it.
So, well, there you are, Mr. Individual. Well, that's pretty much a shell, really, when you look at this. What page is that? 45.
Is that Olive Garden?
No, it's the hotel.
We did Olive Garden. Yeah. That's who. They're all property.
I know in
that's
years
built
past.
Downhill, too, right, James? Or am I looking at that wrong?
What's that?
It's on the hill?
The cameraman's standing with one leg bent.
Look, he's got a lot of concrete on the end of that building there, I'll tell you.
That's the Meyer Hotel. Next to it, across the street's IHOP. That's IHOP right there. That's an Olive Garden right there. And that's the Americana Theater, whatever it
is. You figured the Meyer Hotel by $18 a square foot, or how'd you figure it to come up with the price that you guys come up in agreement on?
Who?
You. This morning it said you come up with an agreement with him.
I put it back to the assessor's value. I didn't go with the state at $3 million, 2.99. And that's actually what the state come in on once they reviewed their mess. They come in at 1.7, and I was at 1.68 or something like that.
How many rooms does
54, I think.
No, Meyer. Is his name Gail or Chris? Or?
That was Gail.
That was Gail. Chris is his brother.
54.
How many rooms is in his hotel spread?
I don't know. Sorry.
Well, there's other motels in the area out there, and I'd like to know what they're...
Well, I mean, that's a good one for value. If he's worth 1.7, I have, or 1.6 we determined today, I have my doubts that this hotel is worth half of that.
Then maybe we should look at increasing those other motels.
Sure.
Well, the state just come back and said that it's higher than 1.7. We're within 100,000 of it.
No, I'm talking about increasing the Thunderbird and the other one in there that was used as incomparable. If they're that much lower, well, maybe those should be increased.
My argument has been, if we're going to take it from the value of the land only, because there really is no value in the hotel, let's get the land values consistent, is all my argument has been. Forget the value of the hotel, because we're all kind of saying, what?
I'm going to call the guy from Arizona again.
He's from Ohio.
He's Ohio? He owns property in Arizona.
He owns property all over.
That's right.
He said so.
That's right.
Paid $90 a lot for it.
Arizona's where they have amenities for these people.
Did the gentleman that testified this morning, and he did, on this motel?
On the phone, yeah. Was he on the phone? He's on the phone.
Did he mention anything about the thing needing $250,000 worth done to his $500,000 motel so he'd get a $500,000 loan? I don't believe he mentioned one thing about it. I think the man's in full swing of business right now. And I wonder if he invested $250,000. That probably should have been a question we should have given to him, since the appraiser said it took $250,000 to bring it up to standard to be worth a $500,000. Those numbers just don't jive on paper.
I don't know how to make. I mean, I can. I've made all the points I know how to make. So.
And he give $800,000 for it.
I have to go to pages 46 at the bottom. At the top, it'll say 50 on your computer, but page 46, the rear parking lot. Go down to 48, look at the breakfast room. And I dare say, but the comment that you made a minute ago, if you were to walk into one of Gail's and look at the place where they've, their room where you have.
Yeah, but you're looking at a breezeway there. That doesn't have nothing to do with the room. Right. Flash it back over there, that first picture.
No, I'm looking right here.
The typical breakfast room is what you're showing.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Typical breakfast room. Keep going down, I think. No, maybe it was that. Yeah, okay, there's the parking lot.
Keep on going. There, that's the breakfast room.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different types of chairs. I'm just pointing out that it's just...
That's a smorgasbord breakfast.
Yeah, well, it's like at my house, but that's different compared to the higher-end motels that we've got over there. But if you look down at the... Yeah, then there's a breezeway, yeah. Look at the laundry. Good gosh.
I don't know that I would support $550, but
keep,
I would be...
Keep going on down.
Mid-sixes.
Keep going down, right there.
All right, I'll move that we amend the motion to $650,000.
I'll second your amendment.
An amendment has been made to alter the motion to $650,000. I had working... We're for discussion now, sorry. I had been looking at your appraisal, James, and giving that weight of 70% and giving Chesky's weight of 30, I hit the figure of 676. So that's pretty close.
We're getting him at $12,000 a unit is where we're getting it.
Pardon?
$12,000 per unit.
And what would that be?
The whatever the motion was.
For the 650?
Yeah. $12,037 per unit.
Okay, that's $79,000 less than what you recommended. So would you speak to that for me?
No.
You're not going to?
No. I'm okay. You guys...
No, I'm
okay.
Asking you.
I'm okay. I'm just pointing out things in this appraisal that I disagree with, and... So when I point out something I disagree with, that means I don't totally agree with the value, and you guys have come up with a value.
Well, I'm looking at the... I don't totally agree with the appraisal, James, but I'm looking at this hotel, and I'm comparing it to other hotels in my mind that are over in Branson, and I think it's of considerable less quality, personally.
We have four...
Excuse me, sir, for saying so over the air. But
no, we have four. We have four quality motels. We have the old stick-built motels. We have the concrete prefab motels. We have the new prefab motels that have franchised floor plans. And then we have all of these sets of motels back on a second tier and third tier layer of land value. So we have about four different qualities. We have motels ranging from 7,000 a unit up to $32,000 a unit. And of all things, Days Inn, I believe, was one that sold for $32,000 a unit. So we've got a tremendous variety of motels in Branson. Now then, this is getting down to the value of the old Hi-Ho Motel around by the helicopter pad. Was one of the highest priced motels that sold in Branson for what it was that has ever sold. But now you're going to hear an argument later on, I assume, on one of the big motels. He's coming in. We've got it valued at $11 million, and he's coming in claiming it's worth $5 million. And the Grand Plaza.
The Grand the Plaza?
Yeah.
The Plaza Hotel off of Wildwood.
In, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got that in front of us. So motels are, I just don't know if our tourism numbers are up where these folks are staying.
There is an amendment to the motion. Change the motion from the figure of $731,000 with the figure of $650,000. Any more discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Now to vote on the main motion of changing the valuation, lowering the valuation to the amended figure of $650,000. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Man, I hope we don't have very many more motels.
Oh, you're going to have fun.
Really?
It's going to take that long. But...
You're talking about a pretty expensive...
I stepped out for a second. What did we do with that property, the off of Gretna and 248, this Sequential Investments? The Tijuana Willys, CenturyLink.
He didn't answer.
They didn't answer.
Okay.
But actually, we were set up to call at 345. We made the call, and there was an answer, and I left a message.
Okay.
But in three more minutes, I'll make that call again.
Yeah, the only thing I was going to finish up with the Branson Hills discussion was that in order to change the valuation, we'd have to go to some sort of tiered type pricing, and that's, you know, a conversation that we could have, but either and separating golf front versus lot. Because I once again, I just don't believe that the golf front, I believe the golf fronts are more valuable than the non-golf fronts.
Well, you said a number.
Well, $61,000 based off the non-golf front is the average of what was provided here.
Non-golf, and then what have you got on golf?
I was going to leave it at 78, but because I've heard that there are going to be some foreclosures that will skew the number.
Is that what you're wanting to do?
I'd like to set the non-golf front.
I think you need to set something, guys, because you're going to get hit with Branson Hills and just the same as you do Emerald Points.
Well, but if the people come in, we're still going to have to hear them.
Sure you are. But at least you can say something that's...
Is 61 close, James? Are you thinking 64, 65? What are you thinking? 61?
70?
We're at 78.
78?
We're at 78 now.
Well, you've already ruled on some 78s.
Well, one golf front and one non-golf front. So this would have to go back on that one that we voted on the first day.
What did we vote on that one?
78. You did motion to deny his request to lower it. He asked for 40, or he asked for 60.
That was the one that was on the golf course?
No. That first one was not on the golf course. I think he asked for 60. I can pull it up real fast.
I've got it here.
I think he asked for 60. 60 or 40. As if they all run together now already.
And you will have your exceptions that's not fits in either category. I don't care, you have that in all subdivisions. They can't make every lot
right.
A desirable lot.
Gentleman's name was?
Steve Johnson.
Was it?
No, that's who we're getting ready to call.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
The lot, the Branson Hills lot. What would $78,000 be for assessed value? Or what would that appraised value be on that? Was it Pinner?
Assessed or appraised?
It was Pinner, never mind.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Pinner. Yes. Pinner yesterday or Monday proposed, that was on BOE appeal number 0063 is what the one we voted. And his appeal document, he said 20,000.
Right.
Which we all know.
You sure about Pinner?
Yes, I got it right here. His property.
We lowered it to 124.
No, he had two properties.
Okay.
The one below it.
Well, we denied the first one.
The denial was it's still at 78. He had asked to lower it. His price recommendation from Carol Jones was 32,223, which, no way.
I don't look at
it. That's what I thought, because we made some decisions yesterday. I'm just wondering if we couldn't, whatever the decisions are, let the people know that we've appealed, because they may just cancel.
Yeah, because we're making all the adjustments.
The promenade's getting adjusted, now more points being adjusted. It may free up some time.
We don't have any time to make phone calls.
We don't. Well, they're usually not home until after 6 because it's they work, so you can
If I had something, I'd throw it at you. We're going to be working late tonight anyway.
The other board members, are you interested in touching Branson Hills?
I thought, it's just my opinion, and that doesn't... Just one board member. I thought we would wait and do it just like we've done this. These others, wait till we get a few of them in here and look at what their evidence is and then make a, like we did Emerald Point, because we had, what, 7 or 8 of them that we looked at, and then we decided we'd do something. So that's kind of what I thought we'd do with Branson Hills, wait till
we had 4.
Have we already had 4?
We've had 4.
Well, I mean, that's getting close enough to...
But we can wait another day if you want. That's fine. Just think about it. I mean, I'm not forcing a vote today. I mean, just, I don't want to sit here... Well, we don't need to be sitting here.
Well, it is time to call him.
It's time to call him is what Christy's saying.
Oh, it's past time.
Is it all right to still try to call him now, even though we missed it?
That first lot that we looked at Pinner's was a good-sized lot, right?
It's a good lot. It's on the golf course, but it also sold for a lot more money.
That wasn't on the golf course.
Well, it's back one lot away. I mean, it's...
I think you guys need to set something. So you can tell people.
Golf front versus non-golf front.
We've had about 6 people just said, okay, we're satisfied. Then we had one from Ohio.
And we had. He's calling.
You're not looking at foot recipes, are you, sir?
It's an old assessor's feet recipe.
Please enter your account code.
Do you use the heel of bread to make a foot sandwich?
I use the heel of bread to make a foot sandwich.
I told you that. Mr. Johnson? This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir. Sorry that I was not available when you called before.
Not a problem. We are all here, the Board of Equalization, which includes the assessor and the county clerk, and we have your application to appeal in front of us. And we are looking at a piece of property that is... at Gretna Plaza, correct?
Right, and basically I'll try to, you know, make my position pretty short and simple is that, you know, I feel like that the property, they've been trying to sell the property for, you know, when you can check with Bob Buell, he sold it for, you know, a good period of time. And I feel like, you know, that the fair market value is what it's sold for, and that the values, I feel like it's the same now as it was January 1st. I don't feel like it was worth any more January 1st than it is now. But I understand that you know, that it's, you know, hard to change in the middle of a year, that, you know, I may have to wait till next year or something like that, possibly. So.
What are you asking to reduce it to, sir?
He's asking for it to be placed at $995,000, and it's currently at, would you switch back that to the screen, Greg? 1.144096. Am I reading that right? Yes.
And you said it's for sale right now, is that correct?
No, he
did. No, it just sold a couple of weeks ago.
For $995?
For $995, yes, sir.
I've got a couple of questions, and you may not want to answer them, but it's relevant to the sale. Did you finance this through a bank?
There was a loan taken out for this purchase, but it was taken out on another, the loan was taken out on another piece of property, not this property.
Well, I know I just had some dealings with a bank on a financial situation, and they just loaned 80% of true value on commercial property. Would that be the case with this?
No. The loan to acquire, there was a loan taken out in part of the acquisition of this property, but it was taken out on a different piece of property.
Okay, but it...
Collateralized it, basically.
If the collateral, was it valued at 80% of market value, or was it valued at 100%?
There was no... this property was not put up as collateral. The loan was taken out on a different piece of property that was existing, you know, that we already owned.
Yeah, I understand that, because I just got through doing that, and they just allowed me 80% of the value of my other property to put in on the purchase I made. Of true market value.
Well, the loan to acquire this was taken out on a mobile home park in Springfield, and I'm not trying not to answer your question, but I'm not sure how I need to answer it differently.
That's all I had. I'm the assessor administrator, and I know I had to put up
no loan. Taken out on this property, there was a loan taken to acquire this property, but that loan was taken out on a different property.
Right.
So there was not a current appraisal done for this acquisition, if that's, you know.
But Mr. Johnson, the purchase price was $995,000 2 weeks ago.
Right, and I mean, it was closed through Hogan Land Title. If you want copies of the closing statement or any other verification, you know, but it was a bona fide, it wasn't a foreclosure, it was a bona fide sale, you know, and they had been trying to sell it for, you know, some time. You know, I think at least a year, maybe longer. Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't say for sure exactly how long it's been for sale, but it was Commercial One Brokers, Bob Huell, who was the agent. And he would pay the commission, you know, on the sale. You know, so.
Donna, is there a BOE number that goes with this?
0215. This is the last four digits.
Thanks, Donna.
My Donna, how your voice has deepened.
I'm gonna go ahead and I think even though it is June when he purchases, the values, the market hasn't changed much, and I think it's closer to a definition of an arm's length transaction is what took place, which was a willing buyer and a willing seller. So I'm gonna move that we set the value to this property of BOE appeal number 0215 to $995,000.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. That was Nathan that had the second, Christine. To lower the valuation of BOE parcel number 0215 to $995,000. Discussion. All in favor of said motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Mr. Johnson, you're going to receive notification that the valuation was lowered to $995,000.
Okay. Thank you very much for your consideration, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Is that all of them that we covered today?
Yep. Let's hold off on the Branson Hills until tomorrow. That way we don't have to ration any to vote, and it can wait until the morning.
Pass that back down.
Fine with you, Danny?
That's kind of what I wanted to do, and see if there's any of them coming up to my way. We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll be surprised.
Yeah.
My only deal is at Emerald Point, we decided to go with the mass appraisal and keep everything.
The median.
Right. I mean, Waterview.
What?
Waterfront.
And I thought about that. About the question I think we started hearing was, you can kind of see the water, or if they thought the value would be lower, I can't see the water. Where the golf course is, if either you're on the front or you're not on the front, is what my thinking is. It's real definite versus the perception of when the leaves are out and not out.
Well, I think the median, though, out there in Branson Hills is way up in the 80s, ain't it? On them 15 sales.
But that's, you're taking golf front, normal, and commercial properties.
Right. But your 61,000 was the median of the...
Just the non-golf front, non-commercial.